can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, the other day, there's a couple guys teeing off on the seventh hole at a community golf course in Martin County, Florida. And they're there teeing off when 25-year-old Jerome Inman runs up, says, "Hey," tells the two golfers, "I've got a gun. Give me that golf cart." And he jumps in the golf cart and takes off. And the two guys are standing there on the tee box going, "What in the hell just happened?" That's when they noticed the sheriff's helicopter come up over the clubhouse and come roaring down the fairway. And they're chasing the guy in the golf cart. At one point, the dude jumps out of the golf cart, lays there in the middle of the fairway. Helicopter lands. They take him into custody. Turns out this guy was one of two suspects that was wanted in a crime spree, then took off after stealing a car, crashing the car, getting out of the car and taking off on foot. That's when he thought stealing the golf cart would make for a faster getaway. But not when the cops are in a helicopter, John.
Do you play through when you see that? If you're, you know, about to drive and you see the helicopter and the guy?
I'm taking a mulligan. If a guy comes up while I'm addressing my tee shot and I'm addressing the ball and getting ready to start my backswing and he's pulling out some cold blue steel, I'm saying I get a mulligan.
He's a hazard at that point.
That's right.
Runaway yak in Virginia. An animal control officer responded to a report of escaped livestock and discovered that, this was a yak. Animal control officer said he was thinking it would be a black Angus cow or some other livestock more common to the area when he got the phone call 10 o'clock last Tuesday morning. The officer said, "Well, they didn't say anything about a yak." The yak escaped the area, fled into the mountains. The yak is named Meteor. He'd been traveling on a trailer from a farm to a butcher when he decided, "Nah, they're not getting me. They won't take me alive."
Yak this.
So he bolted, made a break for it, took off. Meteor the yak was spotted Wednesday around a bed and breakfast, but left the area before authorities arrived. I think the yak is still at large.
You know, if I come up the back way to my house, like through Sylvana or off the 236 exit down Jackson Gulch and then up through Sylvana, there's a guy up at the top of Viking Hill that either has some yaks or some kind of mammoths. Like wildebeests or something. He's got them grazing out in his property. I think they're wildebeests. I'm not sure. How about this guy? We were talking about having a little emotional support when you need it, whether it's a dog, a monkey, Shetland pony, whatever. There's a guy named Josh Thompson in Auckland, New Zealand, who recently got an email from his bosses at the ad agency he was working at and said they needed to have a meeting to discuss his future with the company. He knew through the grapevine and some of the whispers, he could tell which way the wind was blowing, that he was going to get canned. So he hired an emotional support clown to come with him to his to him getting fired.
Really?
He paid $125 to hire a clown to come completely dressed in full clown makeup and make balloon animals while he was being fired. Josh, could you please come down and sit down? "Yes, I'd like to bring in my emotional support clown, too. I'm not sure where this meeting is going, but never mind. Just pay, let Bubbles do his thing there." And so he's making the balloon animals. Anyways, he said the bosses found the whole thing funny. He's already got a new job with one of their competitors. And John, the clown said, he was interviewed by the New Zealand Herald. The clown said, "This was not, quote, the weirdest job I've ever had, but it was in the top 10, though."
I can't believe it's news.
An emotional support clown to get fired.
Well, lightened up the atmosphere, right? Clean out your desk. The clown's got...
yeah.